Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
Well, welcome everyone to the Blog Talk Radio Show tonight. Glad to call. This is our first Tuesday of August 2016. And we welcome everybody to the call. And Dr. Lally has a wonderful lineup for us tonight. And we have our guests from Canada and probably other places around the United States. I'm Ida, and Nathan is our co-host. And Dr. Lally is our featured host on the show that brings us great information to help improve and better our lives. And Dr. Lally, are you there?
I'm here, woman of God. And I want to thank you for being so faithful to this show every week, you and Nathan. I appreciate your love for me, and I appreciate your dedication to this subject matter. The big question every week is your house making you sick? And so I want to share this disclaimer before we get in to today's show. The technologies that we talk about, the green nano technologies under the trademark of flat battery, bioharmonizer, biobalancer, and now the newest one, Soli, are revolutionary nano window glass insulators, are never intended to treat, diagnose, or prevent disease. What we have learned about the relationship with the environment and diseases is that chemicals and radiation convergence in our environment is creating disease. And so many are discovering that if they reduce their exposure to chemicals and radiation inside of their homes, their bodies will heal and rebalance and restore organs and bodily functions back to normal. And so we want to be clear that the purpose of this show is not to render prevention, diagnosis, treatment, or cure of any disease, but to rather talk about innovation, innovation that is changing people's lives and the way we live. And having said that, I got a phone call from a medical doctor who was in one of my training forums, and she said to me, she said, "Now, I got my bag of popcorn and my soda, and I had Xfinity on demand, and I had a flashback way back to 1992, and I saw this movie, The Distinguished Gentleman, with Eddie Murphy, and he was playing the role of a congressman, and got involved with a community, with a family who was living near power lines and had developed leukemia. And he was fighting because so many people were getting leukemia in this community. And so I was bedeviled. I was like, what? You mean to tell me way back then, in the 20th century, there was a movie made around this subject matter that could have kicked off a revival or sparked a revolution, and maybe it began to soften people, bring people to a level of consciousness that perhaps these people living near these power transformer and these high tension wires, there might be a relationship between EMF radiation coming from those wires and leukemia as well as lymphoma cancer. Fast forward to the 21st century and today, there are all kinds of studies, namely the Bioinitiative Report, but Google archives over 50,000 articles that talk about leukemia and cancer development, not only in humans, but also in animals that live near these high-tension wires. And if you go to YouTube and you search power lines and leukemia, there are a number of them from Australia. And I want to bring your attention to one in particular
there was a community in Australia where they were they brought all these power lines in, and they brought them in above ground. This community had never had leukemia. They had never had premature deaths of animals and of human beings. They had never had leukemia in children. And all of a sudden, everybody started getting leukemia and all kinds of disruptive diseases like diabetes, metabolic diseases like diabetes, and other types of cancer. But leukemia, which is a cancer of the blood, of the white blood cell in particular. And they got it in the animals, in the cattle, in the farm animals, as well as the people. And what they did was really interesting. Everybody went down to the hardware store. You know, the SUV, the UV lights that you have in the kitchen, those long tube-looking things, lights, apparatuses that are in the kitchen, they're in your workplaces, they're in the schools. And you put them in the ceiling light, and there's usually like two tubes to a light fixture. Well, they went out and got these bulbs, and they took them outside at night. And to their amazement, they didn't have any power source to plug the bulbs in. But the bulbs would light up just from the presence of the radio frequency, the EMF radiation coming from these power transformers. And the notion was that glass would not conduct electricity. But it was with that experiment that not only did they see that glass could conduct electricity if there was a high enough electromagnetic field to ignite it, but they were able to demonstrate it. And they were able to force the government to come in and do intervention. Some of the intervention was to take those power lines underground, but then they became concerned about the water becoming full of static and EMF radiation. But they were able to prove their point and get schools moved and other infrastructure of community relocated and people moved away from those power transformers. And as you look across America, there's a scientist out in the Midwest. Her name is Nancy Weiner. I'm going to spell it W-I-E-N-E-R. She was very concerned about children in the school. And she may be somewhere between Iowa and Colorado. Just Google her name. But she began to spend her own money and do her own research because where she was, the community had an inordinate high level of children that had leukemia. And she was able to document that, show a pattern of children living near these high-tension power lines. And so now, if you live near high-tension power lines, you know, what can you do about it? What kind of interventions are out there? And that's where most people look to health physics, because every house may require different types of technology for interface. But certainly we've had the military uses capacitors. Capacitors have been around for a very long time. That's why render a patent on a capacitor, you have to have a unique type of infrastructure, because most capacitors have been around for such a long time that, you know, they can't be patented because the patent or the operatives of them, you know, are basically free. You know, the knowledge has been published, and so unless you give it an innovative twist and maybe the design, the way it's designed, it may not be patentable. And so there's a real interest now in developing a capacitor. Now, what does a capacitor do?
Most capacitors are designed to correct the power factor in the line. So they are absorbing the microsurge, and then when they get full, they release it. And in that way, they kind of help de-stress the line. And the PowerGuard, which is classified as an alpha capacitor, has a lot more power on it. It's like, you know, almost three times the power of the smaller units that you see, like the Stetzer filter. It's been my experience as we've tested these houses and farms and businesses and schools across America and Canada, is that the smaller the filter, the capacitor, when we get into these residential areas that are near a lot of infrastructure of electricity, we don't get the results. In other words, if the microsurge in the line is 1900 and we use a smaller filter like the Stetzer, which is about a 20 microfarad filter, it may reduce it down to 500. And that's why my favorite capacitor has always been the PowerGuard, because the microfarads fluctuate between 53 to 83, depending upon who's got the contract for manufacturing. But the PowerGuard has had a 100% batting average for us in demonstrating the best results for filtering and lowering the microsurge, because the tension wires, they can give off EMF radiation. And that EMF radiation can increase microsurging in the house, in your electric system. It can cause the electromagnetic frequencies in your electric sockets to increase. That's why we have started this movement of Healthy Smart Homes 2020, getting people to pay attention to how much radiation are you living in. What is the radiation levels that's coming off of your television and your microwave, your refrigerator, your lamp, even your alarm clock? It used to be that alarm clocks that were sold in America were required to have filters on them. And my understanding is after 1970, in the 70s, when President Richard Nixon proclaimed and declassified electromagnetic frequencies. It used to be that they were classified as a Class B carcinogen through the Environmental Protection Agency and the Food and Drug Administration. And so because they were classified to cause cancer, they had filtration units on them to stop the microsurge so that they would not tase you like a taser gun. But when the computer industry was born and the opportunity to create personalized cell phones, non-ionizing radiation was deregulated so that anybody could produce anything in America without a filter system. And that's why there is now a resurgence to revisit that whole situation, because cell phones are officially classified as a cancer-causing agent, and they even changed the name of radiation from non-ionizing radiation to electromagnetic frequencies so that the name would be softened and people would think that EMF radiation, electromagnetic frequencies, was not non-ionizing radiation, but it is radiation. Electricity is radiation. Electricity in cell phones is radiation. In laptops and iPads, it is still radiation. And we have always known that radiation from the beginning of time caused the body to disassociate or reduce the absorption of oxygen and the absorption of minerals needed for cellular function. Anything that reduces oxygen and nutrient uptake is classified as a carcinogen. And that's why we have this campaign going on, because people are not going to give up their electrical devices. That's not what we're asking. We're making a petition for manufacturers to put filtration systems in their these electrical devices. Go back to the 70s and the 60s. So what, you make a dollar less on the sale of your device if you can take that effort to help sustain humanity, to help sustain vitality, to help stop all this massive cancer and injury to the babies that are suffering with autism and Asperger syndrome and that are suffering with all of these debilitating birth defects. So we can stop this runaway train with Alzheimer's and dementia, seizures, and all kinds of strokes and heart disease. I mean, we have these blaring statistics like flashing red lights, alarming us. You have the EPA, the Cleveland Clinic, saying 1 in 3 persons in America, including adults and children, have blood vessel disorders, reactive, hyperreactive vasculitis, and reactive angiitis, swelling of the blood vessel. That is the underlying cause of high blood pressure, diabetes, sustained edema, even insomnia. Everybody's got this massive cellular inflammation going on because our bodies are bombarded with radio frequencies, and we are crying out. We're knocking on doors. I spent my afternoon educating police officers because I've had police officers contact me. They said, "Dr. O'Reilly, I was in the middle of making an arrest, and I felt myself falling backward. I was so grateful that I was able to harness my body, leverage my body against the squad car while I was trying to apprehend the suspect until I could get my balance. But I've been falling backwards." And I said, "Well, let me test you with your instrument." He had a wireless radio that he wore on the left side of his shoulder. He had on a walkie-talkie on his right hip. He had his cell phone on his left hip. He had his gun. He had a taser on the right hip. He had like 3 wireless devices on his body. And he said, "When I take this stuff off, it's like my body just collapses. I'm so exhausted." And when I tested him, he lost energy. He was 100% what we call ELF, 100% carrying a charge in all the energy centers of his body. And so he brought 3 nanos for me. He retrofitted his shoes with them. We put one in his left chest pocket, actually 4, and 1 in his cell phone. And he said that keeps him balanced. So he lost 1 out of his shoe. He called me right away. He said, "Listen," he said, "where can I get one?" He's in Ohio now. "Where can I get one in Ohio?" And I gave him the names of a couple of doctors that sell them there. So at the event today, when I was demonstrating and teaching those police officers how to test themselves, I said, "Because everything is wireless now. That squad car, when they showed me the inside of a squad car, have you guys looked inside of a police cruiser lately? I mean, they got state-of-the-art everything. They got laptops in there, wireless signals, now video cameras, and all their activities are on video cam now. Their body is wearing at least 2 wireless devices, if not 3 to 4 wireless devices." And they were telling me about the health disparities that they're having. The Cleveland Clinic has got a report out, and they're studying that police officers have decreased sperm count. Well, some of them thought that was kind of funny because they said, "Well, you know, I'll use this. It's like it has become a method of birth control. So that brought some joy to the audience. But there's a real concern now of what is going on with their health, their mental health, with all this impulsiveness that's going on with the killings of children and innocent people. What has created that rush in the mind of a cop to roll around the corner and shoot a child dead in Cleveland who, when they were told that he had a toy gun? What kind of impulse created that? There was another event in Cleveland where they had chased this man and woman because they had committed a crime. They chased him into a school yard. And then the police officer jumped up on the hood of the car, and he opened this machine gun on them and put something crazy, like over 40 bullets in these people. I think it was a lot more than that. But it was some phenomenal number. Now, he actually got charged with that, and he actually is doing time because they were already dead. But he was in this surge of heightened emotional anxiety until he was just opening up, loading them up with bullets. And so could that have come from the fact that he had a low theta wave and high impulse because he had all this wireless stuff on his body? And I submit to you, with this new national call to action and this new revised regulation with OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, that there's getting ready to be a care model. Medicine has to shift to begin to keep the officers in blue safe so that they have some type of assessment to see if their body can physically tolerate wearing all of these wireless things, instruments that they're required to wear to transact their activities of service and communicate back to their command stations. So I'm so excited because speaking to the police officers today and giving them a basic demonstration of how their wireless instruments may be affecting them. And I was even able to demonstrate the window and how just when they're working in all that glass infrastructure with all the windows in their command centers, and how with all the wireless surveillance, the window can pick that frequency up and conduct it. They were totally blown away. So we're making some headway. I mean, they were very concerned that, yeah, doc, you know, and we are having a lot of heart attacks and we are getting a lot of strokes. And, yes, police officers are having problems with fertility. And Cleveland Clinic has confirmed that. And so we may be on our way. We are on our way forward. And to know that we can flash back in history for people to think that this is a wild conversation talking about power lines creating leukemia and see that this stuff was in the movies. When people think it's a wild conversation to talk about, well, maybe the chemicals in your area are making you sick. They can watch the story of Erin Brockovich. And she's still world-renowned to this day. She works for two or three law firms. She's a consultant for two or three, helping to advocate for safer communities. You would not think that in the 21st century, with so many people being educated and the quality of education being so vast in America, and children not having to drop out of school in second and third grade to help feed the family, but are actually able to at least make it through to high school, you would think that there would be a great movement for retrofitting the environment instead of people trying to fight to keep matters hush-hush so that they can emit chemicals in the environment that are killing people and hurting people and changing the very DNA structure of our bodies. There's a movie in your library called the ghost in my jeans. When one of the medical doctors said, Doc, I want you to, I got this movie from the library. I want you to look at it with me. And I'm like, ghost in my jeans? What are you talking about, ghost in your jeans? I mean, there's no ghost. You mean a ghost is wearing your pair of jeans? She said, that's not that kind of jeans. It's the genetic, your genome, ghost in your genes and your genetic makeup. And when I saw that film and it said that sustained exposure to certain chemicals, mainly nitrates and sulfates, chemicals that have a nitrate and sulfate base, can actually damage the genetic code in the loin of a young boy when he's young. Like we're talking about 10 years old, 10, 11, 12 years old. It can damage his DNA. So when he grows up to become a man and his son is born healthy. But when the son has a son and that man becomes a grandfather and that baby is developing cancer before the age of 2, the hypothesis in this movie suggested that that baby could have been damaged in the genetic coding of his grandfather from the chemicals that that grandfather was exposed to as a child. And so that's the reason why I salute the Obama administration for bringing forth the campaign telling people we got to go green, we got to reduce our exposure to chemicals and radiation, and setting forth this healthy, this national call to action to promote healthy homes, to reduce our exposure to chemicals and radiation. I can appreciate Lisa Williams releasing the information that 6 out of 10 houses, Lisa Williams was the director of the Environmental Protection Agency, and really is to be applauded in many respects for directing the green movement, bringing people to a higher level of consciousness for going green. And we have the opportunity to stand upon this strength and move this effort forward. I celebrate my brothers and my sisters in Canada who I love and adore, who are my strength. They are vision for me. And I want to say to my entire radio family tonight that I've been changed since last Tuesday. I've been changed because I spent the weekend, I went to the movie theater to watch Star Wars in 3D. And then one of my cousins invited me to watch the movie Avatar. I had spoke briefly about President Clinton's address at the Democratic National Convention. No, we were ending the radio show a few minutes so I could hear his speech. And he said something last Tuesday that really boggled my mind. He said he went to Africa, and he went there, and he was taken into the jungles, and he met some Zulu people. And he said hello, and they responded to him with, "I see you." And then when he responded back to them to say to them, I see you too, they responded back to him with a word called Nigbono, which means I am here. The word I see you in Zulu was Sayubono, means I see you. And that response was Nigbono, I am here. That thing took me around and around and around in a circle because the movie Avatar picked up that Zulu culture throughout the movie The whole quest of communication was centered around, I see you. And as I listened, I was been researching this thing all weekend. I spent Sunday evening about an hour just looking films from the Zulu tribe and around this whole thing of I see you. And one gentleman explained it best. He said, in Zulu culture, when you see someone and you acknowledge, I see you, in that acknowledgement, you're saying, I'm looking at you to see if you have a need so I can serve you. And then when you acknowledge, I am here, the expectation or the opportunity, if you bring a skill to a need, then the opportunity for you is to meet that need with the resource. And that brings us back to this radio show. This radio show exists because of the power of vision. I see you. When I got sickened by my house, by the chemicals and radiation in my house, and I was crawling around in that house, rocking on the floor with breast cancer because my breast was black as cold, and the pain was worse than the worst toothache you have ever experienced times two. And I had the stroke and my pain and spasms in my left leg was so weak I could not weight bear on the leg. I was suffering, crawling around in my house, trying to get people to drive my son to the hospital because he was as an outpatient in his care. He had to go by day for 8 hours a day and then come. Somebody had to pick him up and bring him home in the brain injury program. And to find out we had laid our heads in 1,503 BMUs, Gram stressor units of radiation. And it was taking our life because we should not have been exposed to more than 40. It ignited a passion in me. And so as I went forth and I began to see other people, by the grace of God, I began to sow into their needs. And I knew God called me when my hairdresser said to me, what you going to do now that you've healed yourself of breast cancer, now that you've developed this nanotechnology and you healed yourself of breast cancer, now that your shoes are lined with this nanotechnology and you're able to walk without your walker and your cane, what are you going to do with others? I was faced with a quest to either be selfish and do nothing or to put my faith to the plow and say, God, this is the purpose for which you have created me. I see the suffering of the masses. And I was faced with the opportunity. You are here. Will you do something about it? The thing I love about the people on this line is when Nathan on the spot heard about Ida's thyroid, how she had suffered all those years and she couldn't get it to balance out. How she was all over the place. Her health was up and down because her thyroid was so irregular. And he heard and he saw her balance out and her health come back to her. And then he heard the testimony of the mother that wanted to go to church, but the arthritis was so painful that she couldn't move. It was painful, and yet when she got one of those biobalancers, put it in her shoe, the pain left her, and she was able to run to the church to give thanks to God. And he called me and said, I see you, Dr. Lolly. I see you. I am here. I will be your strength. But I just said, Doc, I'm coming to California because I want to see you. I want to see your face. I want to feel your spirit. I want to feel the struggle. I want to support what you're doing. I see you. I am here. I'm here to tell you that because we can see that this environmental radiation and chemicals is wreaking havoc on our health and taking away the very hope of family and future and fortune. We are here and we are gifted. We are empowered if we can see, if we can see, if we can get to the ICU. If we can get to the ICU, Martin Luther King said it like this. When he was faced with the challenge or the demise of the people in Memphis, the garbage collectors, the sanitation workers that were being so oppressed, and being so castrated, working in the city. And he said this one thing. He said, the question is, now that we see this situation, if we don't stop to help them, the question is not what will happen to us. The question is what will happen to them. Because most of us on this line, we've lived our life. We've had our children. We've had our careers. We are planning for retirement. We all may even be retired. We've built our yachts. We have big houses, big mansions. We have our medical practices. We have great accomplishments. We live in big houses. We look at the landscape over terrain of great land around us. But can we see the future? Can we see how this environmental toxins are impacting the children? I pray in the name Lord Jesus. I release an anointing on this radio show tonight. And you are able to see. And then may you be strengthened to feel the vibration of your own life that you are here. Call to this moment of time with the ability, the fortitude to do something about it. That's the purpose for which I was created, for this time, because I see the problem and I am here. And I will take this registered nurse degree that I have, and I will take all of the love and wisdom and the knowledge that's been poured into me by nuclear engineers from the Navy and from the Army, by nanoelectric specialists, electric journeymen, by contractors, by carpenters. I will take all the brilliance of the medical doctors who've trained me with such extraordinary skill to deal with environmental radiation. I'll take the wisdom of the Center for Disease Control that has a special training that I've taken on radon and on environmental health that deals with nitrates and sulfates and chemical poisoning in our community. I will take what God has empowered me to possess. I will take the love that I received for 15 years at Teachers College, Columbia University, and the platform that they gave me, a global platform to broadcast the world first or America's first bioengineering model for home reform with nanotechnologies. And I will serve the needs of whoever God sends to me, despite those who want to rise up because they cannot see. Because Martin Luther King said to me, as a little girl, I used to love to watch him. I used to love when my mother and my parents would turn him on the television. And he said this one thing. He said, a man cannot ride your back unless it's bent. And I'm asking you on this radio show tonight to straighten your back up. I know people will talk about you when you start talking about environmental issues because they want to keep them hidden, because they won't want to rock the boat. Nobody wants to rock the boat. But when you see a need that is so great, when you see a problem that has the potential to destroy the very essence of humanity, if you don't shake yourself to say, I am here, anointed, created for this moment in time to see you and to take a resource to heal you and make you stronger and lift you up. Then the question becomes, if we don't stop to help those pregnant women with unborn children, if we don't stop to help those who have diabetes and they're bleeding in their retinas, in their eyes, we don't stop to help those that have heart disease, we don't stop to help those that have brain tumors and migraines, just to educate them, just to tell them, you know, it may be the environment that's making you sick. I have instruments. Let me help you see what you're living in. Let me show you how you can turn and sleep with your head at the foot of the bed and not at the head of the bed, and unplug all unnecessary electronics in your room. If we don't stop to help somebody, the question becomes, what will happen to them? And how many generations of life will be damaged in them because we refuse to see? I'm full tonight because this radio show is because of an awesome manifestation of love for humanity. The people that love me to show up every Tuesday night to encourage me, we encourage each other. I say thank you and I celebrate you because you strengthen me to see. And you strengthen me, my presence, to say, I am here to help. And today I was able to minister to a host of police officers, to see them, to hear them, and to help protect them. Because I don't know about y'all, but I love the policemen in my neighborhood. When I used to be in my lab at 3 o'clock in the morning, they would roll by, say, Doc, you okay in there? I said, I'm okay. They said, well, I'm going to be in the neighborhood 5 minutes. If you're ready to go out to your car, I'll stay here and make sure you get there safe. I said, okay. When I used to come in, sometimes I get inspired with this technology early in the morning. I'll roll out of my bed in my flannel pajamas and drive down to my lab when I got to get something that's really innovative. They say, Doc, are you in there in the pink pajamas? Yeah, I'm in here. You must be really dedicated. I said, I got to get it done. And so for me to have a gift and a skill that may strengthen the police officers, I want you to know that it was the love you give me by showing up on this radio station that gave me the strength to tell the police officers that I see you and I'm here to help you and to serve you and to move this campaign 2 steps forward. We have 2 more medical doctors that have joined us in wanting to learn the protocol, and I spent yesterday and today putting together their prescriptive, what's called the 485, showing them how to organize their diagnostic code so that they're able to start prescribing. And so we're going to end the show tonight. I'm going to open up the lines. Does anybody have anything they want to say? Any comments? Any testimonies that you want to share?
Yeah, Dr. Alali, I had a backache again. This is Ida, and I had to put my balance on my body. And it was the only thing that would relieve the pain. I don't know why they do it. They did.
Well, Ida, I appreciate you sharing that because I have a medical doctor down in Georgia, and she said to me, she said, Doc, I know you said that the machine from the electrophysicists of NASA showed you should put it on your left foot. She said, but I had a right hip pain that was like a toothache, and I was inspired to take it out of my shoe and put it in my back pocket of my right hip. And so, Ida, I'm so glad you became pain-free because I love and celebrate you. And I'm so glad that you got the technology to keep you free. Anybody else want to share? Is Lynn on the line tonight? Because I think he uses it in his back pocket, too. Is Lynn on the line tonight?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if he's not on the line tonight, tell him I referenced him. Well, we're excited because go ahead, Rod. You had something you want to say?
Well, his son's new girlfriend, he will tell you about the testimonial with her and scoliosis, I guess, next week.
Oh, wonderful. That is so fabulous. Now you even got me excited to hear because we have a couple, we have two testimonies with scoliosis. One little girl that got the nano-energized water system put in and her curvature in her spine, as her mother testified on the show back in December, reduced 80 degrees. And they said that was a miracle that had never been seen in the hospital in 40 years. And then we have another school teacher who was on the oxygen, 24-hour oxygen, with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and scoliosis. And she had been on oxygen about a year. We did her house, and within 72 hours, she was off the oxygen tank. And her husband was very adamant and very resistant because he didn't want the house done. But it took us 4 days to be able to get the electrician in there to do the electrical safety space inspection and to put the tube insulators in. She only had the filters and the bioharmonics and the nano in her shoe. And the husband who fought her for, I mean, he was so resistant for like 18 months that he didn't want it done because he was a mechanical engineer. He never heard of nano bioplex insulators and so forth. But the miracle of the gentleman with the Parkinson's disease that was on the show in January, that was her best friend from elementary school up. And so finally, when we were in process of doing everything, you know, with him walking around pouting with an attitude, the cat had severe hypersensitivity and would run to the basement every time strangers came or it would rain outside or there was a big loud noise. And when we came back 2 days after putting the filters and the bioharmonizers in and now we're ready for the electrician to put the insulators in, the cat met me at the door and walked me to the kitchen and jumped up and sat on the chair beside me and started purring. And I patted on the head right as the husband was walking in the door. He said, "Did you just touch that cat?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, he was purring at me, and I just scratched his head for him. He said, "Now, lady," he said, I may owe you an apology. He said, "because I know I've been kind of rough." He said, "and I've never seen any kind of technology like this before. And I know I was pretty adamant and rough on my wife." He said, "but you got some kind of technology here. And I believe in this technology, not because my wife has been off of oxygen now, going on 3 days. But because this cat has such severe hypersensitivity, there is no stranger that has ever come in this house that this cat has jumped up on the chair and sat beside and purred like this and been this comfortable. This technology has really affected this cat." And so now, every year, they've had that technology in their house about going on the fourth year. He tells his wife every September, please call Dr. Lally. Please make sure the technology is on. And she has been off of oxygen all of these years.
Great.
That's been the medical miracle of her testimony. So anybody else have anything to share? If not, we're going to go to God in prayer. There was a disturbing article that somebody sent me from the Washington Post this week. If you are able to get to the internet, pull up Washington Post and pull up Detroit, Michigan, Satanic Clubs in Schools. Detroit has allowed for the erection of a monument 9 feet tall to Satan and they are trying to put satanic clubs for children to practice Satanism in American schools.
What?
I want you to look at the article. I want you to everybody to get on Google and to Google the satanic statue in Detroit, Michigan. It is already up. It's 9 foot tall. We are in warfare in America, and every single one of you on this prayer line tonight, if you believe in God, you need to find a house of worship to get in, because we are getting ready to experience warfare like the earth has never seen. And I want to pray, because this whole event in Flint, Michigan, that people could be so evil that they would deliberately orchestrate the contamination of water and sending it into an area to kill people of color because they didn't feel that they were worthy of life. That is a vision cancer. When you look upon humanity and you cannot honor the dignity of life, and you participate in something that evil, and then just an hour away you allow for an erection of a 9-foot statue to worship the devil and allow schools to have clubs for, say, for Satanism. The crimes, satanic crimes, crimes from Satanism has become so large in that region, in southern Michigan and northern Ohio, that police departments now have the Satanic Crime Division.
That's sick.
That we have to begin to pray. I want you to look it up so you can see it in your face. Ask Google, type in it in Google so you can see it with your own eyes. And that's why the environment, when your environment is high in EMF radiation, it can lower your theta wave that helps you control emotions and your alpha wave that helps you control reasoning. And that could predisposition you to want to commit suicide or be in a serious depression. Do you know how many people are depressed? Depression is an epidemic runaway train. And when you don't have a will for life, you are lifeless. So now we're going to pray. Father God, in the name Lord Jesus, we come to you because you see us. You proclaim in your word that you are Jehovah Ra'ah, the God who shepherds us. You are Elohim. You are the mighty one. It proclaims you are full of loving kindness and tender mercy. And we're asking you, I'm asking you for the Ra'ah blessing for everybody on this line tonight, God. Look upon us. See us, hear us, know us, empower us, direct us, guide us, love us, shield us, be our way maker. Be our way maker. Show us how we can serve, where we can serve with this technology, because we are here, we are here. We are here because we're looking for direction. We're looking for information. We're looking for guidance to make this world a better place for our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, the people that we love, our neighbors, our friends. Father, let our legacy be full of goodwill and mercy, miracles and miracles, healing and restoration, reconciliation.
because you are all goodness. Be magnified in us and let peace be still. We lift up Detroit to you, God. Father, we ask you to cancel the plan of the enemy. We ask you to destroy the advancement. We're asking you, Father God, to negate every plan of Satan, Father God, to bring evil and despair and slavery and heartache, craziness, confusion to the city and communities of Detroit. Father God, we come in agreement on this line to break. Father, we're asking you to break the hook of Leviathan, Father God, over there. And do the exceeding, God, in our countries. We're asking you to strengthen Canada, Father God, as they lead North America in environmental health care models, Father God. We're asking you to bind us up, unify our efforts. So, Father God, people live, legacies live, generations live because of the love manifesting through us, God. Be magnified. We decree and declare, Father God, grants and business opportunities. Run and take us down, Father God, to implement this technology for the salvation of the communities we live in. We decree and declare our help is able to locate us. We decree and declare sponsors for training doctors and nurses are able to locate us, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And that because of our lives, people will live, they will rebalance, and they will be made whole. Father, we sanctify this technology for your glory and for your honor. We decree and declare this earth is a better place because we live. We thank you for the ability to see and to see the needs. We bless you for the humility to sow in to the needs. So at the end of the day, God, our living will not be in vain. Our service will not be in vain. Children will live and laugh and love because of the humanity of your grace manifesting in our life. To these great mountains before us, you are now a plain grace, grace, grace. We thank you, Sovereign God, for your love that knows no boundaries. I thank you for the love of those that lift me on this show tonight, God. In the name of Lord Jesus, we decree it is so in your heavens, and we command it to be so in your earth. Because whatsoever we bind on the earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on the earth is loose in heaven. And we bind the forces of darkness that will come against the knowledge of healthy environments in the earth and in the heavens. May we have favor, Father God, from the federal government at the federal level, the state level, the local level. Father God, we decree and declare everybody on this line is heavy with favor, and your favor surrounds us like a shield. We ask you, Lord Jesus, put your smile on us. Let your smile be upon us so everywhere we step our feet, doors open for your glory. We thank you that babies will be born healthy. We thank you for complete restoration of health. And people that have cancer, diabetes, heart disease, bleeding eyes, glaucoma, seizures, Father God, we bless you that mental illness, minds balance, and mental illness is eradicated. We thank you that healthy environments give healthy lives. So we bless you in advance for being the Most High God. The Holy One, we bless you for your love. And for the life you've given us. Bless Nathan. I'm asking you to restore to him double for every dime he has seeded into these radio stations month after month after month after month. Bless Ida.
I'm asking you to double the blessings to them, God, for the seed that they have to be faithful on this show, restore to her everything that was taken from her, Father God, and all of the tribulations she's been through in the last few months. This is a holy year of Jubilee. I decree and declare and proclaim that everything lost to everyone under my sound of my voice comes back double. Father God, you said in the year of Jubilee you would restore what the cankerworm took from us, God, what had been stolen from us. People lost lots of money in business deals that went south. Families went upside down for hell and confusion. God, I'm asking you to heal relationships. I release the spirit of reconciliation on this line in the name, Lord Jesus, by the authority of your love for humanity. Father God, I thank you that no weapon formed against anyone on this line can prosper as they go forth to serve their neighbor. That you increase and anoint our vision. That you increase and anoint our ability to be confident in who you created us to be, because out of your love we were born. The essence of our life came into existence because of the mightiness of your grace. And now, God, I'm asking you to increase the angels on assignment to all of us, that we might rest in peace tonight, and that our morning might be filled with joy overflowing. Father God, thank you for joy in the Holy Spirit. Let us dwell in your kingdom, the kingdom of God, which is righteousness. Peace, we command peace in everybody on this line, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We decree it is so. Amen. Good night, everyone. Thank you for your love for me. I celebrate you, and I'm going forward. We're going to do great things. Real quick, Mario, tell them about Canada, what's happening in August, the dates, and how everybody can participate that wants to go to Canada for that weekend.
Yes, Dr. A, hello, everyone. That's going to be really special because we have a world forum that will be held on the 13th and 14th of August. And at that forum, on them 2 days, there will be a world summit around EMF, electromagnetic, anything that has to do with environment and health. And I hope, and I think it's going to happen, Dr. Lally will be able to meet quite a few of these people on the site on them 2 days. And following Monday, we're going to have some kind of a seminar for half a day at the hotel where Dr. Lally will be staying. So we're looking forward to that. Me and Rod is on the line, and we are organizing this for quite some time now.
Absolutely, and we are so excited. And I hope to be able to meet some of my nursing colleagues up there who are working on this effort, and to really put forth a united effort between the U.S. and Canada on this bioengineering model, because Rod and Mario and Lynn, you guys have done an outstanding job. Pierre and so many people who are concerned with retrofitting environments, balancing out where people are living and seeing the miracles, the many miracles that have happened on this show. So thank you for sharing that information. I'm excited. I feel like I'm just full of anticipation of meeting people who are authorities in so many different aspects in environmental health, so I have the opportunity to grow. Good night, everyone. And I look forward to next
Good
Tuesday.
Good night, Dr. Lally. Good night, everyone.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
My sin, you be my
He did it.